Exclusive: criminal illegal aliens behind dozens of deadly DWI crashes in Houston area, says ICE. By Bob Price on March 4, 2026. Houston, Texas, ICE's enforcement and removal operations ERO in Houston issued detainers for two Mexican nationals recently arrested for intoxication manslaughter. This, as ICE Houston wrapped up a year of aggressive enforcement targeting criminal illegal aliens with repeated drunk driving convictions. At least 23 families will wake up tomorrow without a loved one, said Acting Field Office Director Gabriel Martinez, calling the trend reckless and tragic. ICE officials told Breitbart Texas that HERO officers in Houston 243 criminal aliens since President Donald Trump began his second term just over 1 year ago who were convicted in three or more DWI incidents. These are felony DWI convictions. Of these, 21 were convicted by a Texas court on charges of intoxication manslaughter. After violating our nation's laws to illegally enter the country, these criminal illegal aliens repeatedly put the lives of innocent Americans in jeopardy by getting behind the wheel intoxicated, Martinez explained. Recently, ICE ERO officers in Houston placed immigration detainers on Enrique Acevedo Barocio, a 27-year-old criminal illegal alien from Mexico, on February 2, and Manuel Neri Mendoza, a 37-year-old previously returned criminal illegal alien from Mexico with two prior DWI convictions. Each was arrested in Harris County on charges of intoxication manslaughter. Mendoza allegedly attempted to flee the scene, leaving a 3-year-old child alone in a wrecked vehicle with their deceased mother, ICE officials stated. Martinez explained that Mendoza's attempt to flee after a DWI crash is not unique. ICE Houston arrested nearly 100 criminal aliens during the past year who fled the scene of an accident and were charged and convicted for failure to stop and render aid. It has become extremely common for criminal illegal aliens to flee from ICE and other law enforcement, said Martinez. This is a direct result of elected officials demonizing our officers and encouraging aliens to evade arrest. In October, Breitbart Texas rode with Houston ERO officers as they carried out their first ever nighttime targeted enforcement operation. Approximately 25 illegal aliens were arrested during the operation, which had to conclude early due to torrential rains in the targeted areas of operation. One of those arrested was an illegal alien who was driving under the influence. Beer cans spilled onto the driveway as officers arrested the illegal alien who appeared to be highly intoxicated. According to ERO officials, the criminal illegal aliens arrested by ICE Houston last year with prior convictions for intoxicated manslaughter or three or more DWIs included Samuel Valenzuela Martinez, a 55-year-old, five-time deported criminal illegal alien from Mexico with three prior convictions for DWI and one for hit and run, was arrested by ICE on July 7, 2025. Valenzuela Martinez has also been convicted twice for aggravated assault and illegal entry, and once for fraud, larceny, cruelty toward a child, obstructing a criminal investigation, escape and felony illegal reentry. ICE removed Valenzuela Martinez to Mexico on July 9, 2025. Jose Jotencio Coach Pocop, a 32-year-old criminal illegal alien from Guatemala with prior convictions for intoxicated manslaughter, DWI, hit and run and assault, was arrested by ICE on August 24, 2025. ICE removed Coach Pocop to Guatemala on September 4, 2025. Leticia Caballero Guadarrama, a 54-year-old, six-time removed criminal illegal alien from Mexico with six DWI convictions, was arrested by ICE on March 12, 2025. Caballero has also been convicted six times for theft, and twice for refusing to provide ID to law enforcement. ICE removed Caballero to Mexico on March 13, 2025. Leticia Caballero Guadarrama, a 54-year-old, six-time removed criminal illegal alien from Mexico with six DWI convictions, was arrested by ICE on March 12, 2025. Caballero has also been convicted six times for theft, and twice for refusing to provide ID to law enforcement. ICE removed Caballero to Mexico on March 13, 2025. Humberto Romero Avila, a 46-year-old, five-time removed criminal illegal alien from Mexico who has been convicted five times for DWI, was arrested by ICE on Jan. 31, 2025. Avila has also been convicted of larceny, illegal re-entry and illegal entry, and was deported to Mexico by ICE on February 13, 2025. He was turned over to Mexican authorities to be prosecuted for homicide. Ramiro Castillo Juarez, a 38-year-old, three-time removed criminal illegal alien from Mexico who was previously convicted of intoxicated manslaughter, was arrested by ICE on July 3, 2025. ICE removed Castillo to Mexico on July 7, 2025. Victor Manuel Carrillo Rizola, a 43-year-old, 12-time removed criminal illegal alien from Mexico who has been convicted of intoxicated manslaughter and illegal entry, was arrested by ICE on August 4, 2025. ICE removed Carrillo Rizola to Mexico on August 8, 2025. Mario Salinas Garza, a 49-year-old, 10-time removed criminal illegal alien from Mexico who has been convicted of 4 DWIs, was arrested by ICE on June 20, 2025. Salinas Garza has also been convicted 10 times for drug possession, 7 times for illegal re-entry, twice for burglary and vehicle theft, and once for public order crimes. ICE removed Salinas Garza to Mexico on June 23, 2025. Jose Ibar Manuel Games, a 43-year-old, 6-time deported criminal illegal alien from Mexico who has been convicted of 4 DWIs, twice for illegal entry and once for hit and run, was arrested by ICE on August 20, 2025. ICE removed Games to Mexico on August 23, 2025. Jose Luis Mondragon Mercado, a 33-year-old, 4-time deported criminal illegal alien from Mexico who has been convicted of 3 DWIs, was arrested by ICE on July 3, 2025. Mondragon Mercado has also been convicted 4 times for burglary, 3 times for illegal re-entry, twice for refusing to aid an officer, and once for obstruction. ICE removed Mondragon Mercado to Mexico on July 7, 2025. Gerardo Abel Galvin, a 46-year-old, 4-time deported criminal illegal alien from Mexico who has been convicted of 8 DWIs, was arrested by ICE on June 26, 2025. Galvin has also been convicted 3 times for fraud, twice each for illegal re-entry, fleeing from officers, resisting arrest and aggravated assault, and once for larceny and public order crimes. ICE removed Galvin to Mexico on June 28, 2025. Despite the ongoing challenges, ICE officials say the latest arrests underscore the agency's commitment to removing repeat offenders who continue to endanger Texas communities. Houston Euro officers maintain that the growing number of criminal illegal aliens with multiple DWI convictions reflects a persistent threat on the region's roadways, one they argue can only be addressed through sustained enforcement and cooperation from local authorities. As the new cases move forward in Harris County, ICE leaders insist their focus remains on preventing further tragedies and ensuring that those who repeatedly violate U.S. laws are held accountable. Bob Price is the Breitbart Texas Border Team's associate editor and senior news contributor. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. He also serves as president of Blue Wonder Gun Care Products.